You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's the global ocean conveyor belt? Our oceans, like our atmosphere, are fluid, in motion. Since the oceans are connected, we can almost talk of it as a singular ocean, certainly in terms of global flow. It's this enormous interconnected system that oceanographers call the global conveyor belt. Most of the currents at the surface of the ocean are due to winds. The currents below the surface are due to differences in density from temperature and salinity. It's called thermohaline circulation. Thermo for temperature and haline for salty. Thermohaline circulation is the real driver for those global currents of the global conveyor belt. One example of a global current is warm water flowing west, away from the west coast of Africa. As the Earth spins on its axis from west to east, warm ocean water near the equator moves from east to west. It reaches the northeast coast of South America and is deflected north. Reaching Florida, this warm current, now called the Gulf Stream, flows north along the east coast of the U.S. and Canada. Once it gets past Greenland, it arrives in the northern part of the Atlantic Ocean, called the Norwegian Sea. This far north, it's colder, and ocean waters freeze into ice. However, the salt doesn't freeze. It stays in the water. Salty water is denser, so it sinks into deep water, and deep water is colder. This dense, cold current flows south between the Americas and Africa and keeps moving south. Once it reaches Antarctica, it cools, sinks again to the bottom of the Southern Ocean, also called the Antarctic Ocean. At the seafloor, this cold water then moves north towards the equator. One current reaches the warm Indian Ocean. Another current flows towards the warm Pacific Ocean. These warm waters then flow west, and the cycle continues. It's difficult to determine what's the start or finish in this process, so many oceanographers simply label the cold Norwegian Sea as the start. Regardless, this global ocean conveyor belt transports water, chemicals, nutrients, energy, heat, animals, pollution, gas bubbles, all around the world. Try this temperature activity at home. First, make some ice cubes with blue food coloring. Fill a large, clear plastic bin with room temperature water. Drop in the blue ice cubes. The dye will stay at the bottom with cold, denser water. Fill a small cup or vial with hot water and red dye. Place it in the bin. The warmer, less dense red water will float to the top. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the global ocean conveyor belt system. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.